Hurricane Michael tore across the Florida panhandle yesterday before making its way into Georgia. Michael has now been downgraded to a tropical storm, but heavy rains and winds are expected as it heads across the Carolinas today. Two people have died so far, and while the full extent of the damage is still being assessed, videos have shown roofs being ripped off of homes and streets submerged in water. Here with the latest on the damage from the storm is Lynn Hatter, the news director of WFSU in Tallahassee. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we're seeing videos that make it look like the storm was incredibly destructive. What are you seeing and hearing on the ground?
Well, obviously the hardest hit areas are going to be Panama City, Mexico Beach, and then closer into the Big Bend, definitely the Apalachicola. A lot of those coastal communities were definitely hit really hard. And so that's where the bulk of the damage is coming in from. You saw storm surge. And actually, we're still awaiting word on several families that elected to stay behind in some of these coastal communities. We don't know whether or not they're safe yet. We're still trying to make contact with local emergency officials to check on them now.
And so there are also reports of widespread power outages. How widespread are these outages? And have people gotten power back, or is it expected to stay out for a while?
The power outages are significant. In Tallahassee, at the height of the storm, about 90% of Tallahassee lost power. Crews are working really quickly to get those back up on the ride into work. Several major arteries were already up, but that's going to take a lot longer as you go further west from Tallahassee into areas like Apalachicola, again, Panama City. They sustained significant damage to their grids. They have municipal cooperative agreements in place, so there are crews coming in from other states to come and assist with that, but that's going to take a while for some of those outlying communities to recover and for power to be restored.
Now, is FEMA on the ground yet? And if so, what are they doing to mitigate some of this damage?
FEMA is en route. It's hard to get to some of these places. We've got several main highways that right now are shuttered. You cannot get through Interstate 10, which is a major artery in North Florida. It's closed for about 80 miles east to west. Some of those other highways, Coastal 98, part of it washed out. So it's taking emergency responders a lot longer to get down there. We've not yet heard whether or not they are on the ground as of yet, but we do know that they are trying to get out there. But getting out there, again, with the road closures, the highway closures, is very hard to do right now.
And what about the shelter situation? How have the shelters been dealing with folks? Are they overflowing? Are they at capacity?
About 1,300 people at last count were in shelters. Most of the shelters did fill up. Some did get to capacity in places like Gulf County. Others were full. So now those shelters are turning into sort of longer term resting areas as families try and see what the situation is like in their homes.
And are we expecting, how long do you think folks will be displaced?
Well, for some people, it could be a while. Again, you have had communities that washed away. We know Franklin County has been devastated. We've seen the damage out of Mexico Beach, Panama City. It could be a while before people are allowed to get back into those areas to even check on whether or not they still have houses to go back to.
Lynn Hatter is the news director of WFSU in Tallahassee. Lynn, thanks again.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.